Amen. All right. Last week, I began to talk to you about a way out. And I said to you that a relationship with Jesus is the way out. Hallelujah. And we said that Jesus Christ came and died so that you and I could have a relationship with God. There was no way we could connect to God who wanted to bless us. There was no way we could reach God who wanted to increase our lives. But Jesus Christ came and died. And in his death, we now have peace with God. So the goal of the death of Jesus Christ is that peace with God that brings us into a relationship with the Father. And so that from in that relationship, you and I can receive the benefits that God has in store for us. So relationship is the goal. Because people miss the death of Jesus Christ and they think that Jesus Christ died so they can get money. No, money is inside the relationship with God. Jesus Christ died so that I can be defended. Being defended and protected is inside the relationship with God. And so that's why when you come, you are coming to enter into a relationship, not a press button, casino type of thing. I do this, you do that, do that. No, it's a relationship. You see, he said, no man can come to the Father except through me. So we are supposed to come to the Father. But we want to stay here and say, that stuff, and then he does it. That's all right. That, we don't want to have a relationship with him, but we don't want to have all the benefits coming from him. And so that's the problem. That's the challenge with the believer today. A lot of people are walking and they don't want to come to God, Jesus. And really, I began to show you last week that this is the Father that loves you. He's the one interested in your life. He wants to make your life beautiful. Yesterday, we were singing and we were praying. We were singing and we were praying. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, in the dark place. Come on. So, I mean, that's who we are coming to. Glory to God. So the way out of your challenge and your problems and what you're struggling with, the way out of frustration and lack of fulfillment is a relationship with Jesus. In a relationship with Jesus, everything you require for your life is better than you. So what you need to do is stop. Instead of running here, running there, you connect with this Jesus. You enter into a relationship with him. A true relationship where you speak to him, he speaks to you, you receive from him, you receive direction and instruction, and then you prosper in your life. Hallelujah. So I was trying to show you through last week, enough of the running away. Enough of ignoring him. Enough of just doing your own thing. We came to him so that we can have a relationship with him. And it is in that relationship that we receive all the miracles we desire. So if you're here and you say, I'm born again, but your life is short of all the things that God wants to do in your life. Your life is short from all the things you desire. The things you want to see, you're not seeing them. And you're struggling. Your life is short from all those. You're not getting all those. You're not seeing all those things. Know today that a relationship with Jesus, a relationship with the Father, is the way out. So you say, Pastor, I'm already born again. Congratulations. You are born again and you were brought to the Father so that you can have a relationship with him, so that he can talk to you, so that you can talk to him, so that you can hear his voice, so that he can direct you. He doesn't direct you. He doesn't talk to you. You don't have his time. You don't want to spend time with him. But you say, I'm born again. What is now you're born again? What is born again about? You see the problem? Come on. So, really now you can say, oh, I didn't even know what being born again is about. I thought being born again was just like, I play this card. This last card you have to play. Play this card, bam. Then I step back and just go and continue doing my own thing. You're not supposed to continue doing your own thing. When you got born again, you came into a relationship. Come on. This is the blood of the new covenant. No, I'm talking about covenants. You came into a covenant. into a relationship. The marriage covenant is a covenant. The relationship, you see, the husband and the wife relate. There's a covenant between God and Jesus which we entered into. And so we are in that relationship now with Jesus. A covenant. So you just can, Lord Jesus, come into my life, accept you as my Lord and Savior, and then play religion, come to church, do go, but do your own thing. You don't listen to him. You don't listen to him. You don't receive his instructions. You don't receive his rebuke for your life. You don't receive rebuke. Nothing. You just go do your own thing. He can't rebuke you. He can't talk to you. He can't direct you. Then what is he? When Jesus taught us to pray, he said, our Father. What is he? If he's not your Father, if he doesn't talk to you, if he cannot guide you, then you're suffering. And you are in a difficult place. A relationship with Jesus is the way out. It's the way out. And when I'm in a relationship with Jesus, you don't say, I'm born again now. That's why I ruled that out again just now. Not born again, born again. I gave my life to Christ. If you give your life to Christ, do you listen to him? Do you hear his voice? Do you talk to him? Do you come to his word? Do you receive instructions from him? The way you are living your life, is it his guidance, by his guidance, or by your own thinking? That's what I mean by relationship with Jesus. You have to take this thing seriously. It's not a religion. Church is not a game. A lot of people are playing this thing as game and suffering. And they're still doing it. No, you know, last week I told you something. I think I shared with you. I said, if the grass is green on the other side, you hear they say somebody is watering it. But and I told you also, the grass is green on the other side. That grass, that tree there has roots. If the tree is flourishing on that side, you see a tree flourishing on the other side, the man is putting manure, watering it, and doing all whatnot. But the tree has roots. You can't see the roots. All you are seeing is a tree flourishing and doing all that stuff. But there's a root there, connected to something. Come on. The root is connected to something. So Jesus Christ came and died so that you and I can be connected to the Father. But if you take the connection like just like the connection, I'm using the word connection. So you take your phone and you plug it in, poops, and you put it in, you say connected and working. Yeah, we're connected. But in the connection, in the case of your phone, you just plug it and then you walk away. But in this case, we are connected. In a connection, we are beings that can interact. Come on. In that connection, he speaks to you. You speak to him. When you take your phone charger, and you plug it in to the main socket, does it not stay there? Does it go away? You guys are so serious today. But me, I'm going to laugh. I'm not going to say shawarma. They're not going to make me say shawarma in church today. That's what I'm saying. They're not going to make me say it. I'm going to say it because I want to say it. It stays there. That's a relationship. Come on. Well, you know, you say partial contact. Everybody knows partial contact. I know everybody knows partial contact. When it doesn't stay there. When you put the thing there, it doesn't stay there. You put it there, it doesn't stay there. Say, it's having partial contacts. But when you put it there, it stays there. In that relationship, in that koinonia, in that fellowship, in that talk to me, I talk to you. In that I hear your voice, you speak to me. Lord, I speak to you. It stays there. It stays there. In that relationship, what's happening to your phone? Getting charged. That's what I'm trying to say. I can say this thing 10,000 ways. I just want you to get it. Take it seriously. Some of you just plug. Don't look at you. You plug on Sunday. Are you not in church? You disconnect. Then you go. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No Jesus, no relationship with him. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then on Sunday, if you don't have chance, you don't even come to plug. Then you continue going. Your battery is running low. Are you born again? Yes. Do you have a main source you can plug into? Yes. But do you plug into it? Nope. So that's what I'm saying. You are born again, but you are not using the relationship to your advantage. In the connection between God and man, man is the beneficiary. I said this thing, in the connection between God and man is the beneficiary. We can't benefit God. Think, just stop, Seller. Think about it. You can't benefit God. How do we benefit God? We can't make him God. You and I didn't make him God. If we verse today, he will still be God. If we decide to ignore him for 1 year, he will still be God. Many people finally will run to him. Why you are ignoring him? People are getting born again by the drones everywhere. You are coming and getting committed. As a ministry, we are raising more ministers. We have more ministers today than we had in January. People are committed and sign me in. I'm giving my time, I'm giving my money, I'm all for you, Lord Jesus. Why do you think I'm pulling away? He's still God. We can't do anything to him. In the relationship between God and man, in this relationship that he seeks, it is he seeking it to bless you. He's longing for it to reach you. He wants to. So it is you to take advantage of the relationship and not ignore the relationship and not partial contact the relationship. Partial contact. Your relationship with Jesus is like partial contact. The wire is touching, it's connecting. It won't work now. If you like, don't laugh. I will not say shawarma. You're not laughing now. I'm saying something very funny and interesting. And truth. I'm sharing light with you at the same time. I mean, you should be blessed. And smile a little. Nod your head and say, you're correct. Tell me I'm correct. But I'm correct. Thank you. No, I'm preaching. It's very hard to talk. Very hard. I know. I've been preaching for years. It's hard. When you say, correct, word. Someone, come on, you say, word. Preacher, pastor, preach. Amen, hallelujah, amen, I'm preaching. Then I'll preach. But if you keep doing like that, can't preach. We are getting it. Come on, tell me, I'm getting it, pastor. I need to know. The voltage is too much. Okay, let me reduce the voltage. Connect to God. Relationship with Jesus is the key. Is it low, Anna? You can't be doing partial contact with God. Please let me pray. You can't be doing it. You're doing partial contact. Nothing's happening in your life. Connect with him. Stay there. In that relationship, stay there. Talk to him. He will talk to you. You will talk to him. You will see the miracles abounding from your life. That's when the Christian life begins to make sense. You know, people think the Christian life is a game. Because they are doing what they're think they are playing with God and they are thinking that if I do this thing, listen, I've told you, I think I've said this before. Listen, I will suffer, I will feel pain. Where is this guy? What happened now? You can help me. But him, nothing. You are all the benefit is yours. The main socket is there, it has power inside it. Whether you come and plug your phone or not, the power is there. Waiting for you. It's for us. In the relationship between God and man. Come on, man is the beneficiary. If you catch on to that, you will stop playing games with God. And I say, I don't know. Anything you do, and I'm thinking what you can think. I'm tired. So you will not say, okay now. Please, I don't know. He doesn't move. You are tired. It's you that is coming to benefit from him, not him. He sent his son to die so that you and I can have a relationship with him. And I'm talking about a relationship. I mean a functional life with him. Not for religion. Not for marking attendance in church. That's why this is where those pastors say, you can come to church and stay with God. Yes, if you can, if you come to church as a means of marking attendance, may nobody say, I no come. Next thing they'll call me. They will not come in. They fall off. They do that. Then, and I come. Let me just come. Religion is your greatest enemy. If you not come in as a matter of religion to mark attendance, you are not in a relationship with him. You are just playing games. Religion. Now say, let me just do it. Let me just be doing it. I come to church. I just talk. You can be born again. You can come to church and not have a relationship with Jesus that blesses your life. I said it again. I will say it again. You can be born again. You can come to church and not have a relationship with Jesus that blesses your life. You just become a church. It's not a religion. You're not coming to church with today. I'm meeting him. I'm going to meet my beloved. Come on. I can't preach now. You're not coming to church with my heart is open. Speak to me, Lord. Say, Pastor, I want to come and talk to you. Okay, no problem. My heart is open. Speak to me, Lord. Direct me. I want to know you better. That this 1 hour, it's just 2 hours. Finish. Then you go. Finish for the rest of Wednesday. We'll see you on Wednesday. Or we have a meeting or a program or something. Or you have outreach. You are leading the minister or something. Then you come again. Then you now skip that Sunday. Skip that. Not coming again. Then you now say you still come and then you still plan. No, I am enthused about the meetings, about coming to share with you today, coming to share because I want to bring God's word to you. I want to bring God's mind to you. I'll do this year. I'll do it next year. I'll do it next 5 years. I've been doing it for the past 10 years. And you still have stuff to say, guy. I still have things in my notes I've not even begun to talk about. I'm bringing God's word to you. God's word is rich. Never ends. As we look at it every day, it changes us. We look at it, we are changed. Then when we look at the same thing, because we are now changed, the person looking at it is not the same. So therefore, what he sees is different again. You get that? We look at this thing on Monday, we are changed. When we come and look at it next week, we read the same scripture, I'm like, boy, the person that is not different is not the same. So the word again comes alive. And guys, it takes it to another level. God is like, God blows my mind. You can imagine. We are all feasting from him, and yet he's not dry. We all come to the word, and we've been reading this thing, and we've been doing this thing for years. And yet the church is still standing and marching on. And there's still truth and revelation. So when we are coming, I'm saying, God, I'm praying. Even in the office, I'm praying. I'm saying, God, I'm bringing the word. Don't open your heart to receive. But you are coming like, let me mark register and let me go. That's not a relationship. That's not a relationship. That's what's affecting you. So you can be born again. I don't know the meaning of all these things. So right now, I'm putting you straight. Right now, I'm binding the devil. Right now, I'm conducting deliverance. Setting you free. That's what I'm teaching now. Now say, I know. Okay. Now, when you now say, okay, that light has dawned in your life. With that light, your life will now change. That's why as we're going to share, you're going to come around, you see your life is changing. Say, how is it happening? How is it happening? It's happening because you are receiving God's word and you are changing. As you are changing, you are in that getting into a deeper relationship with Jesus. Your life is changing. All the fruits come out of relationship. All the fruits come out of relationship. Are you still here? We looked at John chapter number 9 last week. Can we go there? John chapter number 9. I don't have time. Okay. When you get to John chapter 9, I'll give you an example. When you get to John chapter 9, I'll share an example with you. Kalama sonte brados. Libro sekene maha. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Walking in your life right now. Beyond what you can see. Only one person said amen. Lifting burdens, breaking yokes. I mean, as you come around, he's servicing you, doing peace in your life. You say, but I just came, I now sat down. Woo, I say it's working. When I take my car to the mechanic to do stuff, what does the car do? Does the car not stay there? I just came and I sat down. The pastor just said, "Dini," we're like, all these pastors. What do you expect before to be turning sit on your head? He's walking in your life right now as you are sitting down. they'll remove all the tires. When we are walking on the legs, they'll remove the tires. They'll put wood under the tire, put stuff for his car to rest upon. And they're walking. Can I say, I'm just here. Have I not been here since for the past 2 hours? I'm just sitting down. So if the car is really working, it should be moving around the place. How can they fix the car when it's moving around? Just sit down. God is working in your life now. Come on, say amen. Amen. Hearing the words, purging your mind, cleansing you, breaking yokes, delivering you, lifting you up. All those is beyond what I'm saying now. You are in the presence of your Father. Are you in John chapter number 9? All right. Verse number 1. And as Jesus passed by, I said I wanted to share an example with you. Can we stop? No. Let's do this first before we read. Now imagine you have a friend that is a multi-millionaire. I don't want to say billionaire. A multi-millionaire. No, we don't do millionaire in naira, actually. People that say millionaire in dollars, it's funny. All millionaires are in dollars. If you are a millionaire in dollars, it can't be in naira.
or something like that. Dollar is the currency. All right, I just educated you. But all right, multi-millionaire, can I say in dollars? Because if I join you to say in dollars, that would be nonsense. All multi-millionaires are in dollars. All millionaires are in dollars. Millionaire, right? You have a friend. Okay, let's do like this. I gave you the contact of Chukwuma, the bar, fine guy. Import to import and export. And I just tell you that he's a multi-millionaire. And I introduce you to him. I say, well, you guys can get along. Oh boy. Get along. Would you avoid him? If he calls you, just call you, say, can you be in my house around 6:30 on Saturday morning? Come on, would you avoid him? All right. I want this thing to land. All right, I like your reactions. Come on, you see, you judge this matter for yourself. So, you'll be there. You won't avoid him. If you have an idea, you know it's into import and export, and you have an idea to import broom, just five brooms. You want to just import just five brooms. No, you don't want to import five brooms. You want to bring five brooms from Lagos to Benin. He's into import and export. So, your Lagos to Benin, we need to talk to him about it. Sir, good afternoon. Pastor Yael gave me your contact at that time. He said, okay. Then you talk to you, not say, all right, I want to see you. Or will you just go and be doing bringing five brooms to me? Even broom. You want to bring five brooms to me? You will talk to him about it because you feel in your mind, what will be in your mind? Come on. If he does in cars, out of drugs, my brooms I want to bring from Lagos to Benin, you'll be able to get, even if you don't need guidance, suddenly you just need guidance. Just suddenly need guidance. Suddenly. Just like, you've been doing it since. So. But now, you just stop. You know what I'm talking about. So, good afternoon. I want to see you. If he says, call me anytime, he's in trouble. You know how many times you'll call him. I'm eating rice now. Is it rice in the morning or swallow? Which one do you think? What do you do? He says, okay, you can take the rice. Say, okay, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir. Then you call him again. As in, when I'm going, should I enter Taxify or should I enter a bus? I'm thinking, which one will make me more stuff? I'm going to walk now. What do you think? How do you go about it? You say, use Taxify. That's right. You say, Taxify. All right. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. I hope I'm not bothering you. Then you just today is Salah. I know you are not a Muslim, but since I'm not going to work and you're not going to work, can I come and just see you? Are you at home? Can we do the Salah together? I want to come and do my Salah with you. I want to do my Easter with you. I'm on holiday. School just took vacation. Let me come and do the holiday with you. They say it's mid-term break for 3 days. I want to do it with you. What are you doing? Relationship. You are spending time with him. If he says, I'm packing from this house to the other house, will you have time to help me move? How many of you will not have time to help him move? What would you be doing with your life? That you're not going to help a multi-millionaire pack. What would you be doing? Say, hello, I'm busy. At least I'm trying to arrange. What are you arranging? One chair. If he gives you one chair, I'll solve all your problems. But the problem is that we have come so low in our lives. When it now comes to God, we don't have time. God is not a multi-millionaire. He's El Shaddai. We sing the songs, we talk about it, but we miss it. We fail to build a strong connection with him. We don't need to preach to the church. If you can get it, the church will get it. Do you see? Do you see our problem? We will do anything for them. We'll call them for regularly. But when we say pray, we just say, let us pray. I don't have a chance. There is this woman I have to meet. Who do you have to meet that is bigger than God? I would do anything to be with him. A relationship with him is the key to your life.
But we will run for him. When he now says outreach, so winning, let's go for outreach. We say we cannot help him pack. He said, I said we cannot help him pack. The what he will give you for your time you spend for outreach is going to be more than the things you are going to pursue with your life. But we won't do it. I don't have time for outreach. I don't have time for sewing. I'm not going. The 30 minutes from my store, I'll go and share flyer. If I don't come to work now, this thing, looking at the weather, calculating. If the guy says, come and help me pack and it's raining, you will enter. But God says, come and help me win his soul. Well, I want my house to be full. I want my house to be full. Can you bring somebody to me? Then you don't have time. We don't have time to pray. We don't even have time to talk to him. Worst of all, we don't have worse. In my opinion, at least, in my just doctoral opinion, worst of all, we don't have time to even listen to him. We don't come. Just 1 hour. I'm speaking for 1 hour every Sunday. Just 1 hour. This week, I'll come on Wednesday. I'll speak maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Then his word is the book where he can speak out from. It's in your house. You don't have time to listen to him. Messages are free. We give them out for free. They're online for free on Mixer. You get it, just go up on our Mizell page. It's there for free. Listen to, just wash your mind. Hear him. He will talk to you through all these means. He will speak to your heart, but he will speak to you primarily, first of all, through these things. But we don't have time to hear him. We don't have time. So how does Lord Jesus come into my life? How does your Father now bless you when there's no relationship between you and him? I didn't say he's not your Father. I said there's no relationship. Do you hear what I said? Relationship. You can have a father you don't have a relationship with. Come on. There are people that don't have a relationship with their father. This is our Father. Our Father. Who loves us so much and has made provision for us in all our lives. We left off at 2 Thessalonians 3:16, right? Can you hold your place in John 9 and go to 2 Thessalonians 3:16? I want you to fall in love with him. I want you to stop wondering what is wrong with Pastor Real. I want you people around you to start wondering what is wrong with you. See, why did you start church? Why are you doing all this? You give your time, your money. What are you after? It came out of a relationship with him. It's not work for me. It's a relationship I have with him. Everything is coming out from there. You too, you'll be going, you'll be around, you'll be in service, you make the meetings, you pray. People start asking, why did you just go to church? You're just going for church, just going to church. It's the relationship. Some people don't have relationship with him. They are his children, but no relationship. 2 Thessalonians 3. Are you there? Verse number 16. We enter there. Come on. Now. Everybody, come on, everybody read. 1, 2, go. Now, the God of peace himself, he gives you peace. Always. By all means. That's powerful. Does that look like somebody we should run from? Does that look like a monster we shouldn't have time for? Does that look like somebody who will say, give me. I mean, just imagine you are with a multi-millionaire. He says, do you have 3,000 there to give me? Let me just use the service guy. What would you say? Come on. How many of you will not have? You want to pay for that? Let me just do. You know, it's too. Your wallet is too far. It's in the car. I have money with me now here. Let me just pay. You will not be bothered whether will he give me back? Will he give me back? And if I not give him this 3,000 now, will he give me back? You know, in this relationship between God and man, we are the beneficiaries. If he says give me, your son, he wants to make you a father of nations. Give me your time. He wants to give you abundance for your 1 hour. You just go. You do 1 hour. Once somebody has done 5 hours, will break through. You say it will happen on Monday. No, I don't know when it will happen, but he will do it. Because he's almighty. Because he's the God of peace. Himself. He doesn't delegate this activity. He does it himself because he loves you. This is not the God we run away from. This is not the God that say, give me your life. I will say, I now give you my life, my time, my energy. What will happen to my family? What will happen to my family? I can't give you my time. I can't ministry. I have to go and work. I have things to do. Why am I just dumb? I'm not giving this time. This time I'll take it to go and work. I'll work for him. He says this is what I should do, like this. I will do it, finish. Because remember, I'll tell you, after all this, there's eternity. If you run from him now, throughout now, when you see him face to face in eternity, what would you now do? Think about it. What would you now do? It would be dumb for me to say, I'm a doctor, I have things to do with my time. If I work in many places, there are places, but Port Harcourt, once I move to Port Harcourt now, jobs everywhere. I just move. Port Harcourt is not even a joke, you know. Just travel out. Jobs everywhere, I just get job. My wife will just work, we just build two houses. If when we not die, uncle? And I see him. Hello, God. And I say, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Say, give me one more chance. It's appointed not to a man who wants to die. I can't do it again. Say, give me one chance. This time, if I go back, I won't do anything. Where you see the glory of his grandeur. So what do we want? In this relationship, we are the beneficiaries. So how do we run from him? How do we not have time? How do we not have time to relate with him for our benefits? And yet we have time to struggle. We have time to say, I'm going to do. Pastor, you don't understand. Hey, the sun is shining, rain is falling. I don't have time. You do everything, but not time for him. He wants to take something from us. We think if he takes it, we are dead. Whereas we are already dead without him. Now the God of peace himself gives you peace always, by all means. How do you run from somebody like that? Alright. Now go to John 9. Let's just move on. This is a service for deliverance. Say, Lord, Pastor, I've been running away from God. I don't really have a relationship. I am a Christian, you know. I want to have a relationship. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I'm preaching to you today. And everybody, you say, Pastor, have a relationship. A relationship can go deeper. Relationship, they are in levels, can go deeper. I'm talking to you to deepen your relationship, to deepen your resolve, to love him and to pursue him and to run and to chase after him. We should be chasing after God. Not he chasing after us, but he chased after us out of his love. He sent his son, left his throne in glory and came to die for us, to chase after us, to call us to himself, to bring us to himself. In verse number 1, I'm getting emotional now. Because it pains me. Brothers and sisters, it pains me. It pains me, really. You're a pastor that loves Jesus and have a relationship with him to pain you, to touch you. What is the problem? He wants to do everything. He will, and he will. But you don't have time. I don't say, I won't give, I won't pray, I won't go out, I won't do anything. But are you a Christian? Yes. Yeah, it's painful. Love, if you fall in love with him and pursue him, he'll begin to talk to you, guide you, and fix your life. It's the way out of all your challenges. And as Jesus passed by in verse number 1, in John chapter 9, verse 1, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind with his birth, from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Hallelujah. Verse number 8. The neighbors thereof come on Kalabosika Namahai. Ilusurekele Mahando Sido Balose Vioso. The neighbors thereof, and they which before had seen him that he was blind,
said, "Is not this he that sat and begged? In the name of Jesus, I prophesy. I speak God's truth to you now. In the name of Jesus, your neighbors, those that know you before, they will not know you again after this relationship, after this koinonia with God. In the name of Jesus. People around you will be amazed. Your life will become a wonder. In the name of Jesus. Through your life, many will begin to worship and glorify God. In the name of Jesus." Thank you, Lord. Verse number 9. Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He's like him." But he said, "I am he." "Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? How did this thing happen in your life?" He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. And he said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. And he said unto him, where is he? He said, I know not." I want to speak from somewhere upper than where I'm going to start from, but maybe we'll just jump into it anyhow. But look at what he said in verse number 11. He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus." This is somebody that did not even have a relationship with Jesus. A man that is called Jesus. Jesus did this for him. We didn't even have the man coming to him. We didn't have the man making request of him. But they just saw him. And Jesus stepped out and did that. And he said, "A man that is called Jesus." For you, it is not a man that is called Jesus. This is a man that is your friend, your brother. This is your heavenly father. Look at what he did in the life of this man that called him a man that is called Jesus. Look at what he did in his life. His neighbors couldn't recognize him. What does he want to do in your life? Do you see my point? Point one. Point number two. Jesus said to him, "Go and wash." What about if he didn't go? "I'm blind. I have issues." Yeah, he can list 101 things. That is a man he doesn't know. But you opened your mouth and said, "Lord Jesus, come into my life. I received you as my Lord and Savior." But that you now know him and disobey him. A man he doesn't know told him to go and do something. He did it. He went to the obeyed. And his miracle was in the obedience. How many times do you disobey to your own detriment? To your own detriment. A man called Jesus told me, made speed. Point number three, are you ready? He did something that the man has never heard of, because we've never heard of Jesus making speed and opening a blind eyes apart from this man. So what about if Jesus sent you a message that he had never sent anybody before? What about if Jesus did something in your life and told you, now what I want you to do, your wristwatch, your shoe, this suit, put it here. You say, "I don't know if they used to do this, or I never sent anything before. Me, I don't know, I want to go and check." Check. I suspect the ministry, I suspect the girls, suspect everybody. Be suspicious. What about if you ask coronavirus? Now what do you say? Should I put spatum, speed of coronavirus in my eye? I have coronavirus. No, God, don't do it. Don't do it. Eh? Who is blind here? We are so cautious with nothing. When I do money, business, and economics, I'll tell you why people are poor. Poor people always cautious with nothing. It's just these factors I have. So they now become cautious with nothing. Okay. Put money, lost, gone, we'll do it again. We will jump. That's how you think you got here. Play games. The cautious is nothing. The more nothing, the more cautious. They go lower, the more cautious. Follow me to go and walk, I'll settle you. "No, how much you give me?" "I will settle you. Just follow me, we'll go on this job." "No, how much? How much? How much?" "Say this. I said, I'll settle you." "He said, how much? You don't give me. I don't go. He doesn't have money. He won't go. I've seen. Pray for a month of money, business, and economics. Four Fridays, I'll teach you money. People are broke for no reason. If I show you, the last one we had in Ugbo was powerful from everywhere. He is blind. But don't touch my eye. What are you doing? What did you miss? This beautiful.
We say take communion. People say communion. What's in the communion? Where they communion? They do everything. Is everything. And where are you? Struggling. Under a burden and a yoke. Don't just take it. It speaks pattern. Something I've never done before. You've never heard it before. So if God now requests something of your life, this is a man called Jesus. So you see my breakdown. A man called Jesus. So imagine I meet that man and say, he will do it. Now, he's now your father. You are now in his house. You said with your mouth, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. It means you, at least you know him. They told you he did this. This man don't know what he did, but he has not done anything. Where is he now? I don't know. But you open my eyes. Guy, this guy is smart. Just take benefit from him. In relationship between God and man, man is the beneficiary. Man called Jesus, open my eyes. I can see now. Miss Fatten. And then I said, go and wash. And he did it. He obeyed somebody he didn't know. Some of you can come to this church for 2 years. If I give an instruction, you will not obey. Why? I don't understand it. I don't know what he's saying. You can't just do what somebody says. You have to be careful. I have to be careful. I'm being careful. A man called Jesus told him. He went. Did it. So what would now be in our lives, in our relationship with God? What should we see? This a man his neighbors couldn't identify. Now, you must understand, oh God, I don't know if you can even receive this. This is something so powerful. Neighbors didn't know if it was him. So what do you think? What are you thinking now? His eyes were open, so of course he could walk around. That's why. No, there was something about him. Satobala. Yes. He walked on his life from head to toe. In that instant, yes. His face was brighter. His hair was somewhat shining. Yes. That's the only type. How can you know? If somebody opened eye, you don't know. What are you telling me? Use your brain now. All you want to do is fight pastor, fight pastor. I'm telling you something. There's no way. If you use your brain. If somebody opens his eye, close my eye. Open my eye. Would you know me? The only way neighbors could identify him is because the Lord finished work on that man. When he came, his persona changed. That is the man that Jesus touched and walked away. You have a relationship with you. Thank you. He's inside you. Neighbors shouldn't know you. If you are walking this relationship, I know we are on a roll. Come on, we are moving forward. But as we continue to walk this relationship, it won't take long before nobody will know you. How did you become like this? Your life is moving from glory to glory. Glory to glory. This man, he walked with confidence. The man was talking. As an optometrist, I see blind people. They don't have confidence. Even you open that doesn't change anything. He was walking with confidence. So he said, how do you know? He said, talking. Something, the Lord infused him with strength, confidence, and boldness. A lot of things entered into this man's life, I can tell you. The neighbor saw him. He said, no, it's not the one. I was that. It was just a small 2 minutes with Jesus. 2 minutes with Jesus. Opened his heart fully to him, did what he said for him to do. Obey him. There's 2 minutes with him. What will happen if you submit, yield to Jesus? The more you yield, the more you see in your life. You see miracles in your life. That's the story you just read just now. Come on. Somebody blessed? Seeing truths from the Word of God. Deepen your relationship. Don't break free of religion. Break free of religion. Break free of doing it. They say she does do it. This thing is not about just do it. Don't say, okay, they say you should read Bible. Chapter 1, I've read chapter 1, chapter 2, I've tried. Thank you. What is it? What's there? If you do it like that, you won't see anything. It's religion. That's religion. Come, Lord Jesus, I love you. I'm coming to church today. As pastor minister, let him speak to my heart. Me, I want to receive from you. And you come.
You go. And then you open the word. Say, I want to just spend some time reading the word. 1 hour pass, you are reading the Bible. Emeka, where are you? What's happening to you? Say, I'm just reading the Bible. If I go and wash plates, I'm coming. Let me just finish this one. You know what I want to say? I don't have time. You're not even happy to leave. You are reading, you are seeing him. You're like, boy, I love you, Jesus. You hear that, man? Just read the books. You see how wonderful Jesus was. How loving he was. Boy, how a liar. Jesus, hear that, man. Bless this one. Bless the dead. What was that, church? I want to be with you, Lord. Don't you want to be with that person? Be with you, Lord. So go and watch me. Say, wait, I'm coming. There was a time growing up, there was a minister I used to listen to every time in the morning. My dad at home, everybody doing stuff. We are clearing glass outside. We are clearing. And it just, I said, what's the time? They said, 7:30. Yeah, I'm coming back. I go sit down. My dad, my father, said, leave him. He's there's no for just leave him. Go to something. Let's do what I do. Everybody's moving around the house. I'm sitting down in that parlor. Nothing happened. I'm drinking, listening to somebody and receiving light. I've said this was the testimony several times. Receiving truth. I mean, I'll see this lady sharing the word of God. But I mean, I'll sit down there. They say, that's his mother. My father said, he has gone to listen to his mother. I just said, nothing. But I can't, I just dust my feet, don't say, I'm coming, 7:30. What's the time? I'm checking, what's the time? What's Saturday? You can't do anything. Once I'm done, I come back. If I can start early, I start early. If I work, but I will come back. But I won't miss that time. Just to receive from the light from the word of God that will change my life. The person on television can't bless me. He can't do anything. I can't do anything for her. Am I the one blessing her? So I'm listening to this message now. She's just happy. 3 million people are listening to her. Don't listen to her. Sit in your house. Don't listen to her. Go and clear grass. She's already on TV. Don't listen to her. Be arguing with her. I can't bless you. Don't even know. Till I wrote a letter. I wrote a letter to her. I wrote a letter. Say, buy me a Bible. She wrote a letter back. Can I buy you a Bible? You save your money and buy yourself a Bible. You want to know God? Buy yourself a Bible. I said, all right. Thank you. Say, free lunch. So your night church. I'll never do that piece of nonsense. You come to church because you love Jesus and get to know him. I want to know him more. I want to pursue after him. You don't have any business with him. Let's get in the crowd, all of them meeting Suya on Saturday night so that they can come in Suya. Who will come for Suya night? Put Suya night outside. See, this place will contain us. Free Suya. But do they want a relationship with Jesus? No. What does he want? Does he want people that just come and point and take and take? No. He wants a relationship with you too. Buy Bible for everybody. Don't you want Jesus? Go save money, save small money, and buy a Bible. Like you say, the church didn't give me money. The church didn't give me money when I had it. The church didn't give me. The church is don't. Praise the Lord. Yeah, let me go. How she know? She didn't buy Bible. What's Bible? What's Bible? How much is Bible? How much is Bible? It's not a problem of buying. It's the problem of your own hunger. You're hungry for something. You go for it. Look at me today. Thank you. One person to clap. Two people clapping. Three people clapping. Thank you. The ordinary young guy. Look at me today. A beautiful life. So you see? You see the story? So Jesus met this man in a fraction of time spent with him. It changed his life that his neighbors couldn't identify him. His body, his clothes were still the same. But his hair, he didn't go, Jesus didn't, Holy Ghost didn't barb the hair. But the hair was different. There's something about a believer that opens God for him. There's something about your relationship with God that doesn't give you 3 million in your account tomorrow morning, but paves way for you, that makes things work for you. As people think he's a pastor, that's why as well. No. I go every place and say, okay, do it for him. What are they saying? No, they don't see pastor. I don't even introduce myself as pastor. I don't go anywhere and introduce myself as pastor. Never. Just a doctor, just a normal guy. The glory of God is what shows and opens doors for you. The favor of God is more than the labor of man. That's what God did for him. I mean, all that thing. They couldn't tell. He was different. He looked different. Is it him? The man just closed his eyes. He just stood up just now. Nothing. So where has he gone to barb, shave? He just stood up just now.
So he just goes and opens and he says, I don't know if it's him. It's the glory of God. In your relationship with God, as you go to God, as you spend time with him in relationship, you know what happens? It begins to rub off on you. To rub off on you. Begin to rub off on you. Till you step out, there's something about you. Doors that were locked, when you approach the doors, I tell you, brothers and sisters, they will open. You won't be shouting. He said, so we'll not be, we'll come, we'll pray, we'll do other stuff. But I mean, you will go there because you have spent time with him. When we came to pray, who did we spend time with our grandfather? With him. So when we go out, what happens? The fragrance shows everywhere. Shows, just diffuses everywhere. Things are open. You'll not even not be struggling. Before you call, I will answer. Why? The me and you, there's a fusion between us. The anointing of God rub off on you, to smell off on you. And that's what happens to that man. So people couldn't tell. Somebody say it's him. So just try. Somebody say it's not him. Don't tell. The miracle power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Why do we run away from him? So I want you to make up your mind today, because that's what you want to pray in the next few minutes. Next few minutes, I'm not ready to go yet, because we still have one scripture to cover. Isaiah chapter number 48. I want you to say, Lord, I want to make Isaiah chapter number 48. Take your Bibles there. I want to say, Lord, change my play relationship with you. Change my touch and go relationship. I want to have koinonia with you. I want to have a real relationship with you. Isaiah 48. This is what we're going to pray. That is the bed of miracles in your life. I said that is the bed of miracles in your life. As you deepen your relationship with God, people around you won't know you anymore. Things are working. Challenges. The Lord told me this morning. I'm praying for this service. Let me just share this with you. I'm praying to put it up. I'll send it to you. He said, one thing that people think is that in the relationship that there's no trouble anymore. He said, no, the troubles in your life don't change. It is you that change. You become bigger. You become stronger. So you see me, you're not saying he doesn't have troubles. No, because we are riding on eagle's wings. You are from up there. The mountain looks small. When you get to space, you see it. It's not as what you think. It's just not round things out there. That's how it is. It is not the troubles that change. 90% of the time, truthfully, and I'll tell you, I think truthfully, the troubles remain the same. But when your perspective changes, the troubles become smaller. And then you just walk over them. You won't even know when you walk over them. Now, you've changed your perspective to his perspective. Before, you are just facing the trouble and say, all you can see is trouble. Pastor, look at me. You are so close to it. You are sitting there, so you see. But you begin to go with Jesus. You begin to rise. You begin to go with Jesus. That dot becomes a very small dot. Go another 10 yards. You won't even see the thing again. Just say, you have problem. Problem. God is awesome. Father, we worship you. Like, they're just worshiping in church as if they don't have problem. We don't remember it. They're too small for our God. We are on eagle's wings. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed today. Isaiah 48. Verse number 17. Verse number 16. Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. Now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Verse 17. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandment. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. I am the God that teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. But no, we know the way. We will go our way. This is the God that wants to teach you to profit. He doesn't want to take profit from you. He wants to teach you to profit. This is he. My call in these 2 hours that I've spent with you last week and this week, my call for you, for What Pastor Church, and those of you joining us that have joined us online, my call is, let us deepen our relationship with the Lord. Let us not take our relationship for granted. Let us go deeper in love with Him. Let us seek after Him. Let us not take Him as the beneficiary in this relationship. Let us say, we are the beneficiary. Let us become steadfast and committed and focused and continue to pursue after Him. My call and my statement is, it's God that longs to bless us. It is God that wants to lift us and make us profit. He doesn't want to take profit from us. He doesn't want to take our lives from us. He wants to make our lives. He called the disciples after Him. They followed after Him. And today, He made their life beautiful. He has made every life He has carried beautiful. He called Abraham, our father, out of everything He knew. And today, Abraham is where He is honored today on earth and living with Him. My call for us is, miracles abound and can abound in our lives if we would only fall in love with Jesus and break free of religion. My call and my statement to you is that Jesus is the way out. A relationship, not religion, a relationship with Jesus is the way out of where you are. Whatever pain, whatever troubles, whatever burden that is right now on you and on your family, a relationship with Jesus can break the yoke. As He rubs off on you, as He rubs oil on you, the yoke will fall off because there's oil on your eye. You're too slick for the burden to stay. Oil on your anointing is rubbing off on you. As He directs you and you follow His direction, you begin to jump and pass. They set a trap for you here. He directs you here. He says, as He says, do this, you do it. He begins to say, all right, you begin to see profit in your life. He said, I teach you the way that you should go. That is the God that you and I serve. It's time for us to let go of our own ways. My call is, a deeper relationship with God will bear miracle in your life. A deeper relationship with God will bear miracles in your life. I can come and I can pray for you. I can do so much, and I am doing so much for you. But the Lord has also sent me and given me a word for you that will lead you to walk in perpetual miracles in your life. A deeper relationship is the word. Listen to the Father. Come to Him. Don't run from Him. He wants to make your life beautiful. He's the way maker. He's the miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. God is awesome. He wants to make your life beautiful. Would you bow your heads and pray with me today? Would you say, Lord, enough of religion. I want to know you more. I don't want to play with you anymore. I don't want church. Church is not a game. Enough of this game I play. In this relationship between me and you, I know. Tell Him, I know I am the beneficiary. Lord, enough of foolishness and stupidity. Foolishness is stupidity to run away from you. You seek my benefits. You are the God of peace that want to give me peace always and by all means. Today, if I can take one man deeper in a relationship with God, I'll be happy. If I can take you deeper in a relationship with God, if you would make up your mind today, if you would say, Lord God, I don't want to play with you anymore. Even if I run away from you in this life, I would have to meet with you in eternity. How do I go from you? Where do I run from you? Lord, forgive my foolishness. Will you repent today? Will you repent today? Lord, forgive my foolishness. Forgive my. I just thought I could make it on my own. And today, right now, I'm in bondage. I'm in pain. I'm in all manner of situations. But I'm not bothered. I know that my relationship with you has changed my life. Whatever condition, whatever burden, whatever yoke the devil has put on my life, however I've made my bed, I know by your power you can straighten my bed. They said the way you make your bed is the way you lie on it. No, I serve a living God. He can make my bed straight again for me. He can wash me of my foolishness and make my path straight. It's not about who sinned. Come on. It's not about him or his parents who sinned. It's about a relationship with God. It's about a meeting with God. When he met with Jesus, sin is not the consequences. My error is not the problem. Sin is of no consequence. I know that an encounter with you can fix my life. Anyhow, I have made my bed. I know you can correct my bed. Lord, fix my bed. Fix my bed. Sasoteriko prehele mahose.
Would you pray this morning? Would you say, Lord, change my story? Would you pray, change my story? Like that man that was born blind, few minutes with you changed his life. Few minutes with you changed his story. Lord, would you change my story? Change my story. Let my neighbors not know me anymore. Let my friends marvel. Let them say, who is this? Lord, today is my service. Today I make up my mind. I yield to you. I yield to you. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof is destruction. If I go in my own way, disconnected from you, I will make it. I can't fix my blindness. Sin is of no consequences. I made my bed this way, but you can remake my bed. Lord, remake my bed. I'm coming back to a relationship with you. Enough of religion. Father, I'm no longer in a religion. I'm no longer interested in religion. I want a relationship. Lord, I want a relationship. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to chase after you. I don't want 2021 to be like 2020. Brothers and sisters, we are praying. I don't want my life to be the way it has been in the past. It's time for a change. Ola brosotom bragalabasa. It's time for a change in my life. Lord, do what only you can do in my life. Do what only you can do. Lord, it's time for a relationship. I break free from religion. Ola bakasana maha. Pray, come on.